This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with representative for a short 3-question survey.
Hello.
Thank you for calling Geeks with Client Care. My name is Sam. How can I help you?
Hi, Sam. My name is Trey Mia, and I'm calling with XBO. I have an FMS number for you when you're ready.
Go for it.
Okay, that number is 697-707-64.
Well, on 697-707.
697-707-64.
64, okay. Okay. And what's the name and address on this order for the client?
The name on the address is Justin Wilson, and the address is 18 Joseph Drive. Tonawanda, New York. I think that's right. Did I say that right? Tonawanda.
It looks like it. Yeah, that looks right. <Let's> state. All right, and I've got so. Oh, this is from like September.
I know, right? I said the same thing.
And dishwasher and range. Okay. Yeah, so what's going on here?
I have the customer on the other line as we speak. He said he had a property damage claim, and he would like to move forward with the compensation that's supposed to be reported to him. He said because of the issues, has never been resolved, even after trying to contact the area manager, and he told me by the name of JoJo. He's only getting the voicemail.
Huh. Do a little bit of research here because there's no notes here.
Okay.
Figures. So, property damage. What is he saying was damaged? Did he tell you anything?
He
like
did not. Because it was kind of confusing. At first, I thought it was a tick. And then he kept going to run around. I was like, He was like, well, could you try the zip code? And then he stated, like, oh, well, I'm the customer. I was thinking as if he was ticked, because he was like, could you check this order number for me? Usually what a tick would say. And he didn't actually say exactly what was going on. He just was like, when they came back out, he was told that he can fix it or have someone else come out and fix it for him. I guess the person came out, but the issue was never resolved.
Sorry, I'm trying to look through anything, really.
I know. I'm trying to see like how to hold it, because I know we're not supposed to merge the call in. Give me one second. I don't see how to do it either. It's only giving me the option to add the participant.
Okay.
Are you able to contact the customer? You can't contact the customer, can you?
I can contact him. Yeah, it's 678-702-2740, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's the number that's on file.
Okay.
Well, number you call? Okay, the number that he's calling from is, which one is it? It's 716. 598-3012.
Okay.
I guess you can try both, maybe. He has both.
Yeah. I will try both, because it looks like this might be his mother's address from the notes.
Okay, because the 716-598-3012, it says live call on hold, and that's call.
Okay. I'll try both. Okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, so I do apologize for not getting much more information, but when he got to saying that he wanted to move forward with the compensation, I was like, okay, I'm gonna reach out.
That's fine. Tell him that we will be reaching out to him within the next 24-48 hours.
Okay.
And I'll try both of those numbers, and if I don't get a hold of him tonight, I'll try again tomorrow. That's why I say 24-48, because just in case I miss them or something.
Within 24-48.
Mhm.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Sam. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Mhm. Bye.